Bowled in! What a ripper! Well, well, well. 1-2, 1-2, 5-1, 6. Ah, fuck, I can't even count. But anyways, who gives a fuck anyway? We're getting down to business here. So, like I mentioned previously, quick turnaround. Cricket action, it's non-stop. Whether you like it or not, players don't like it. Some players do like it, who knows. You know, is what it is. It's going to be the future for a while, for a short period, for the next couple of years. With the Future Tours program. Hopefully they don't repeat this Future Tours program in the future, maybe for the players' sake, but who knows, but who knows what's going to happen in the future anyway. We can't predict it. Who knows? I've said who knows about 20 times already, so I'll just shut up now. But anyways, back to the point. So India and New Zealand both reached the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup recently. Both pretty disappointing performances in the semi-finals. They were doing really well. They had finished on top of their groups, but got bundled out pretty badly in both games. New Zealand, you could argue if they made about 170, 180, might have won the game against Pakistan. India, though, well, yeah, I've pretty much covered that. And I think social media has really covered that pretty well, what happened there with India in the semi-final. An absolute thrashing at the hands of the eventual champions, England. Anyways, guys, these two teams are now going to play a three-match T20 series and a three-match ODI series in New Zealand. Both of these teams will probably... T20s won't be much of a priority, because next year there's the ODI World Cup and there's the World Test Championship. India are definitely in with a chance at the World Test Championship final, qualifying for it. It's going to be tough, but they still have a chance. As for New Zealand, well, they're not in the World Test Championship running, but they're definitely going to be contenders next year in the ODI World Cup as well. A big couple of months for both teams with regards to ODIs. That ODI series will be really big. Good preparation for both teams. And T20s, well, it won't be that much of a priority. So I think at this stage, but probably like after the 50-over World Cup next year, will definitely be a priority for sure. Thing is, though, both teams will definitely want to look for the future. India have gone in with quite a few changes. A lot of their senior players like Rohit Sharma, Kal Rahul, Virat Kohli, they're not playing this series. Even R. Ashwin, I don't think, is playing this series as well. Hardik Pandya is the captain, so big changes there. And New Zealand is still pretty much at full strength. They don't have Trent Bolt now because he's not a centrally contracted New Zealand player. Also, he's available for... he's playing T20 leagues around the world, but he said he'll play... he wants to play the ODI World Cup next year. See how that goes. I really don't think they'll let him go. I really don't think the New Zealand selectors will not select him in that 50-over World Cup next year. He's going to be so valuable next year. If he's available for that World Cup, he'll be huge. They really need him for that one. New Zealand, they still named a squad that's fairly similar to their T20 World Cup squad. They didn't select Mark Chapman, though, and they don't have, Thingo. They also don't have, Martin Guptill, which I thought was a bit of a surprise. I reckon they got a New Zealand. I honestly thought they wouldn't have made... They should have made a few more changes, maybe. But it is what it is, isn't it? Anyways, so recapping this game between the first T20 between New Zealand and India at... Well, supposed to happen at the Sky Stadium in Wellington. Unfortunately, that match got rained out without a ball being bowled. So the next match at Mount Maunganui, Bay Oval, Mount Maunganui in Tauranga, or whatever... And Mount Maunganui, full house there, second T20, and night T20 there. India absolutely hammered New Zealand. New Zealand were very disappointing. It was just hard to watch if you're a New Zealand fan. Even though the T20s don't have that, I mean, this T20 series, I mean, the T20 World Cup's over, so really not much of an issue with the T20, with the World Cups at the moment. Like, not a major issue at the moment with T20s. If you lose, you'll win. You do want to win, of course, but it's not really a major issue at the moment. But yeah, they just yeah, I don't know what's wrong with New Zealand. Kane Williamson, there's been question marks on him in the T20 squad, whether he should play T20s anymore for New Zealand. And I think after this innings tonight, this innings there are going to be even more doubts. And I really don't think he should be playing T20s for New Zealand. I hope he proves me wrong. But after tonight, it was just torture. Indian bowlers were excellent, but that innings was just really, yeah, he's really way off his best at the moment. I think he's still struggling with that niggle with his elbow. He's going to miss the next game due to a medical appointment. So Tim Southee will be taking over next game as captain. I think New Zealand really have to look forward to the future. They've got a few guys over 30 now. The team, they really have to start. I think now's the time they've got to start blooding some new guys. I think it's the right move with Finn Allan, even though Finn Allan's not coming off at the moment. But I think it's the right move trying to back him. I reckon they should have gone with Martin Guptill and Finn Allan's an opening pair instead of Devin Conway and Finn Allan. Despite that one game against Australia, where New Zealand absolutely blitzed Australia in the World Cup, they really haven't clicked together, and they're two different players. Conway kind of takes his time, and Conway's copying a bit of criticism for his form at the moment. He takes a bit too long as well. But it's more Kane Williamson who's copying a lot of criticism for his strike rate. It's a big factor in T20s and yeah, New Zealand former New Zealand player and also our former New Zealand batting coach Craig McMillan said what's got to be done for New Zealand in order to win their first ever white ball tournament is something that has to be changed for them. And you could see the frustration on You can hear the frustration from Craig McMillan, and I think what he said kind of echoes a lot of sentiments with New Zealand fans, like myself as well. Something's really got to be done. It's like, okay, good on you guys for qualifying for semis and mate reaching finals. You won the Test Championship last year. Well done to that. Like, but something's got to be done. And I'd love them to win a World Cup or T20 World Cup or an ODI World Cup soon, but there's got to be some changes made with some tactics. Something has to be done, really. It's just, yeah. I don't know if Kane Williamson's got. Maybe they have to drop Kane Williamson from the. Remove Kane Williamson from captaining the team. I really don't know. They have to probably make some changes. New Zealand selectors really have to take some gambles now and heading over the next year for sure. New Zealand cricket, like, had some success over the last couple of years, but I think it's time now we start blooding some new players in. And things have really got to change soon for New Zealand cricket. They're not doing bad, but they can definitely do better. And we've got to really start developing depth. India, I'll give credit to, even though they did poorly in that World Cup semi-final, but they were good for the rest of it. And besides the South Africa game as well, they got over the line against Bangladesh and Pakistan. Especially Pakistan got over the line against them. But India, I think, are doing the right thing, blooding some young players, giving them some experience in different conditions. That's going to help them a lot in the future. Anyways, just recapping this game now. So enough of the mumbo jumbo. God, I've been yakking on for a bit. So Surya Kumar Yadav, what a player. Just sublime batting. It's unbelievable batting. You just play shots that you really can't imagine. Some excellent cricketing shots as well. Lovely balance and timing and placement as well. He's got some strength as well. And some of these shots were just innovative. You're like, wow, you just can't bowl to this guy. But, yeah, excellent 100 to him. His second T20 international 100. Number one batsman in the world in T20s. He proved it why he was. India winning this game comprehensively by 65 runs. New Zealand were never in the chase. Not going to sugarcoat it at all. They were just not in the chase at all. India were absolutely brilliant with the bat. Courtesy of Surya Kumar Yadav, who scored pretty much more than about 50-60% of the runs for the Indians with an excellent innings. 111 off 51 balls, 11 fours, 7 sixes. Staggering strike rate of 217.64. And he was not out as well at the end. They scored 72 runs, 70 plus runs in the last four or five overs. It's just unbelievable. India just went another level in the last couple of overs. It was just amazing batting. The other batsmen really struggled. If you minus Surya Kumar Yadav's innings, everybody else really struggled. and just shows you how good he was. New Zealand had no clue how to bowl to him. Tim Southee, though, credit to him, he's now is also the leading T20 wicket taker of all time for New Zealand and overall. And also, Tim Southee, he picked up his second T20 international hat-trick. Well done to him. It's probably one of the few highlights for New Zealand the night. Everybody else got hammered all over the over Bay Oval. It was a really horrible night for the bowlers for New Zealand. But Tim Southee was the pick of the bowlers. 3 for 34, 4 overs. Conor Murray out of 8.50 runs and over 11 dot balls. And just considered two wides, but other than that, he was okay with the ball. Not great, but okay. But that hat-trick really helped. Deserved that hat-trick. Really tried his best, Tim Southee. The rest, that two wickets for Lockie Ferguson, but very expensive towards the end. And a wicket for Sodhi, he was okay, but yeah, nothing really that's right home about for New Zealand with the ball. Besides Tim Southee's hat trick, end reply, they lost Finn Allen early, second ball duck, just played a really loose shot, got it out edge, and went straight to Ashdeep Singh, who took a comfortable catch. And, yeah, a deep third man, so that was that for Finn Allen. Devin Conway got off to start, but he was just couldn't quite get into second gear. Played a pretty, just didn't quite get the ball in the gap, bit of an edgy, didn't time it at all. It was a sweep shot, sweep Washington Sundar, who went for 17 runs in his first over, and then he sweeped him straight to Ashdeep Singh at, what was it? Fine leg. So, yep, Conway's concerns of Conway as well, whether he should be opening or should he be at number three instead of Williamson. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Glenn Phillips, 12 off six balls. Looked good for a while, but he got out the wrong time. Good bowling from Yuzvendra Chahal, who was excellent. Coming back into the Indian T20 team. Williamson, well, 50 for him. That's, yeah. His 17th T20 International 50, but gee, that strike rate was really bad. He struggled. 61 not out of 52 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes, strike rate 117.30. Chasing a target like 191, 192, yeah, you really need up the ante. And the pressure was on the other batsmen, and they just felt it all, the pressure. Yeah. There were two ducks as well, so three ducks. Finn Allen went for a second ball duck. Jimmy Neesham, there's pressure on him as well. His form's been very patchy as well of late. He doesn't have a central contract as well with the New Zealand cricket team, so yeah, there's talk of maybe dropping him. Like the New Zealand cricket fans, some New Zealand cricket fans on social media are thinking maybe he shouldn't be in the team. But it is up to the selectors in the end what they want to decide. But I think there's going to be some changes with New Zealand cricket for sure. Said it quite a few times, but it's just getting a bit frustrating, like some of these performances. And he didn't bowl a great over, the one over he bowled as well, so wasn't a great night. I understand a lot of players don't have great nights all the time, but they don't have great nights, but yeah, maybe. I reckon give James Neesham a bit of a break and let's see what he can do in domestic cricket. I reckon he'll find his form. Domestic cricket quickly, and he'll be back to his best for sure. But yeah, it's just something's got to be done with New Zealand cricket at the moment with this T20 team for sure. And they've really got to start looking for the future now. Tim Southee out for a golden duck. Deepa Kota was on a hat trick but didn't get it. And New Zealand bowled out for 126 and 18.5 overs. They went at a run rate of 6.69 runs and over. India conceded 8 extras, 1 leg by, 7 wides. New Zealand conceded 11 extras, 2 leg bys and 9 wides. So India finished on 191 for 6 off their 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 9.55 runs and over. New Zealand bowled out for whatever I mentioned before, and a very disappointing performance for them with the bat. And India with the ball. We're going to pace for Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Washington Sundar. Yuvraj Chahal, excellent performance coming back into the team. 2 for 26 or 4 overs. Economy rate of 6.50 runs and over 6 dot balls and no ones, no balls conceded. Mohammad Siraj, excellent performance from him. 2 for 24 or 4 overs. Economy rate of also bowled a maiden over as well. And economy rate of 6 runs and over 13 dot balls, which is excellent. And just conceded the one wide, but other than that, he was brilliant with the ball. And Deepak Hooda, part-time off spin, more than a handy off spin, a part-time off spin. 4 for 10 off 2.5 overs, economy rate of 3.52 runs and over. Excellent in ODIs and tests and T20s, especially. 8 dot balls and no wides, no balls conceded. Be decent in test matches as well, but those figures would be decent in any format, to be honest. Really good stuff from Deepak Hooda. India take a 1-0 lead in the series. Now moving on to the next game between India and New Zealand, the final T20. So New Zealand trying to win this game to level the series and go into the ODIs with some momentum. And India will just want to win this game and finish end the series on a with a 2-0 win and take some momentum into the ODIs series. So this is how it all went down between India and New Zealand. Third T20 international. It's a night T20 at McLean Park in Napier. This is how it all went down. So yeah, unfortunately this game was rained out. I mean, it was a game, but the match was tied thanks to the Duckworth-Lewis method. Very few times it's happened. Unfortunately, the series just keeps going. The T20 series is hit by rain. Hopefully the ODI series isn't going to be hit much by rain, but yep. Match was tied on Duckworth-Lewis method. India needed 76 to win. They just got 75. They got 75, so just one run short of winning. But they are tied. They were tied of New Zealand's score after the 9-over mark before the rain, hit. So just the third T20 international of the night, T20 at Napier. Match was reduced to 20-over match. New Zealand batted first. No Kane Williamson for this game. Batted a lot better than the last game. Still a bit off the mark. New Zealand, they won the toss, elected to bat first. Sorry. Yeah. So Devon Conway, another 50 for him in Test match in T20 international cricket. Unfortunately, just a bit slow. Better than last time, but yeah, just not, still not quite at his best. Think maybe it's a New Zealand batted a lot better for sure in this game. I reckon they did. Devon Conway, this is his eighth T20 international 50, so good stuff from him. But just a little bit slow. 59 off 49 balls. 5 fours, 2 sixes. Strike rate 120.40. Glenn Phillips, superb innings from him. Another 50. He's having a good run in recent times in T20s. He did say after the match that he really, it's unbelievable watching Surya Kumar Yadav. He was in awe of watching Surya Kumar Yadav bat, so yeah, high praise from Glenn Phillips, who on his day he can really be dangerous. So Glenn Phillips. Still 26 years of 25 years of age. He's still young, eh? Glenn Phillips. He's gonna be 26 soon. Glenn Phillips, yeah, just his eighth T20 international 50. He's got two T20 international hundreds as well. So good batting from him. 54 off 33 balls, 5 fours, 3 sixes. Struck at 163.63. Few starts for a few double-digit scores for the Kiwis. Unfortunately, the tail didn't wag at all. They were bowled off 160 in 19.4 overs. They went at a run rate of 8.13, much better than the last game, but still a bit off the mark, really. India conceded 10 extras, 5 leg byes, 1 no ball, and 4 wides. 2 ducks as well, and then New Zealand in third ball duck for James Neesham, whose form is really questionable at the moment. And also 2 golden ducks for, sorry, 2 golden ducks, 1 Adam Milne, and got run out for a golden duck. But Mohammad Siraj was superb with the ball, and also backed it up with a run out as well. And also, Ish Sodhi, excellent. So, excellent Yorker from Ashdeep Singh to get Ish Sodhi out for a golden duck. So that was that for New Zealand. Fandia with the ball, 4 wickets for Ashdeep Singh. A little bit expensive, but picked up 4 wickets. Bowled superbly. Despite just being a little bit expensive, but picked up 4 wickets. He's having a good run at recent times, just picking up wickets. 4 for 37 of 4 overs. Got him out of 9.25 runs and over 14 dot balls. And just conceded the 1 wide and 1 bowled 1 no ball. A little bit expensive, picked up 4 wickets. That's all you really want from your bowlers. And T20s. And if you can be economical, well, hey, good. Mohammad Siraj, superb. Really stepped up, and he's going to be somebody to watch out for. I think he'll be playing a few. He'll be playing T20s and ODIs a bit more for India in the future, for sure. And they'll definitely look at him for the World Cup next year. I don't want to look too far ahead, even though I did mention in the Australia podcast that Australia definitely get. Australia looking at maybe the ODI World Cup next year, but this T20 performance from Mohammad Siraj really puts him in a good state of mind heading into the ODI series, and he'll definitely be a candidate for the ODI World Cup next year, which has been played in India, so he'll definitely want to play at home. 4 for 17 or 4 overs, economy rate of 4.25 runs and over. Excellent economy in T20s. 14 dot balls, just conceded the 1 wide, but other than that, he was superb. A wicket for Harshal Patel as well, brought in for this game. Most economical bowler for India was Deepak Hooda, just bowled the 1 over, but pretty economical. None for 3 or for 1 over, economy rate of 3 runs and over. 3 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or a no ball. And in reply, India had to chase us. Well, they finished 175 for 4 off their 9 overs because the matches got rained out. Tied on Duckworth by Duckworth Lewis method with the score that they were supposed to chase. I mean, they were supposed to chase 76. They were supposed to be on 76 runs after 9 overs before rain pretty much washed out the game. Any chance of a result? 2 wides considered by New Zealand, much better bowling performance in terms of extras. Still a bit rusty though. Hardik Pandya was looking good. 13 off 10 balls. 13 not out. 30 not out of 18 balls. 3 fours, 1 6. Strike 166.66. Deepak Hooda was at the crease with him. Golden Duck for Shreyas Iyer. Short ball again. Tim Southee was on a hat trick again, but didn't get it this time. This time, Surikumar would have got out early, so New Zealand might have fancied their chance at maybe pulling off a victory. Because it was just Harshal Patel and then the bowlers, really. He hit it here and there, but it's just got a lot of work for Deepak Hooda and Hardik Pandya to do. And if one of them fell, be a lot of pressure. And New Zealand probably would have felt a bit unlucky with that game. They definitely played a lot better than what they did against India at Mount Maunganui in Bay Oval. But unfortunately, just the result didn't go their way. But unfortunately, the rain just came in and washed out any chance of a game. Tim Southee, 2 for 27 off 3 overs. Economy rate of 9 runs and over. A little bit on the expensive side, but picked up 2 wickets. That too of Rishabh Pant and Surikumar Yadav. And also, Rishabh Pant and also Shreyas Iyer. 12 dot balls, just conceded the 2 wides. Other than that, a little bit expensive, but picked up 2 wickets. A wicket apiece for Ish Sodhi and Adam Milne. Most economical bowler for New Zealand was Mitchell Santner, just bowled the 1 over though. None for 5 off 1 over. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. 2 dot balls and didn't concede a wide or a no ball. That was that. Mohammad Siraj, man of the match. Brilliant bowling performance from him. And Surikumar out of play of the series. Not really surprised after that innings. And a decent innings today as well. I think he took a catch as well in the last game. Maybe not. Well, maybe he did. Who knows? Also, don't really look anyways. So, yep. India winning the 3-match T20 International Series 1-0. And now they head into the ODI series, which starts with the first ODI at Auckland, Eden Park, famous cricket ground in New Zealand. Bit of a very small ground, though. stadium, but plenty of memories for New Zealand cricket fans. And also, this ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League points at stake as well. Even though India have automatically qualified as being host nation, but New Zealand will definitely want to get some points and finish in a better position on the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League table. Anyways, guys, that concludes that. Thank you very much for your time. Stay safe wherever you are. Until next time, it is bye for now. India winning this T20 International Series quite convincingly in the end, and that does that. Anyways, guys, take care. And that's that, really. We are out.
Bottom! What a ripper!